The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Male Blood Work Panel. In order to be approved for hormone replacement therapy with the Conscious Evolution Institute, one of the most important aspects of your health and hormone assessment is your diagnostic blood panel. Your physician will take a simple blood sample, which will be sent to LabCorp for analysis. LabCorp is one of the largest and most professional blood testing companies in the United States, and they will run a full battery of tests upon your blood sample, which will give our doctors a comprehensive view of your health and hormone balance. The following is a list of important tests that will be performed on your blood sample, and a brief description of how they will help our professionals effectively evaluate your hormone status. Blood tests in the male blood work panel. Plasma homocysteine test. Homocysteine is an amino acid that the human body produces as it breaks down meat products. It is very important to keep homocysteine levels in check, because elevated levels are associated with atherosclerosis, also known as the hardening of the arteries. Elevated homocysteine levels increase the risk of a number of different heart and cardiovascular conditions, including pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, heart attack, and stroke. Lipid panel with LDL and HDL ratio. These tests are intended to analyze the health of your cardiovascular system via the lipid concentrations in the bloodstream. The lipid panel measures four different aspects of lipid concentration. Total cholesterol. Total cholesterol is simply a value which represents the total level of all forms of cholesterol in your bloodstream. Total cholesterol is important for analyzing the ratio of healthy cholesterol to unhealthy cholesterol. Maintaining a healthy ratio is important for protecting the heart. LDL cholesterol. Low-density lipoproteins are commonly referred to as bad cholesterol. Optimal LDL cholesterol levels are under 100 mg per deciliter. Levels above this gradually increase the risk of heart disease. HDL cholesterol. High-density lipoproteins are commonly referred to as good cholesterol. Optimal HDL cholesterol levels are above 60 mg per deciliter. Levels at or above this level increase the health and resiliency of the heart. Triglycerides. Elevated triglyceride levels, over 200 mg per deciliter, are associated with an increased risk of heart disease. Comprehensive metabolic panel. The comprehensive metabolic panel is a collection of 14 blood tests which analyze your body's metabolic profile. Concentrations of the following metabolites are measured. General. Glucose, the level of sugar in the blood available for energy use. Calcium, essential for the proper function of the cardiovascular, muscular, and neurological systems. Proteins. Albumin, the primary protein that is present in the blood serum. Total protein, measures all proteins present in the serum, including albumin. Electrolytes, sodium, vital to muscle and nerve function. Potassium, vital to muscle function and healthy metabolism. Carbon dioxide bicarbonate, preserves proper pH balance throughout the body. Chloride, maintains water balance and pH balance. Kidney function. Blood urea nitrogen, waste product produced by the kidneys. Creatinine, waste product produced by the muscles. Liver function. Alkaline phosphatase, elevated levels associated with bone disorders and liver disease. Alanine aminotransferase, deficits of this hormone are a sign of liver damage. Aspartate aminotransferase, a deficiency of this hormone is another sign of liver damage. Bilirubin, waste produced by the liver when recycling and breaking down red blood cells. Testosterone-free and total tests. These tests will directly analyze the concentrations of both total testosterone and free testosterone in your bloodstream. Free testosterone refers to testosterone in your bloodstream which is unbound. Unbound testosterone circulates through the bloodstream until it has been absorbed by sex hormone-binding globulin, which transports it to target locations throughout the body. Total testosterone refers to all testosterone, whether it is bound or free. By measuring free and total testosterone, it is possible to also analyze the percentage of testosterone which is being actively transported at any given time. Although these tests cannot directly determine the source of your testosterone deficiency, they provide clear evidence of your testosterone levels, which necessitate further investigation. Insulin-like growth factor 1 test. Insulin-like growth factor 1, usually abbreviated IGF-1, is the most important test that you will undergo with regard to your human growth hormone production. It is difficult to directly test for HGH production, because human growth hormone is absorbed by the liver and other organs very quickly after it is released by the pituitary gland. The most effective way to analyze HGH production is by proxy, via circulating levels of IGF-1. IGF-1, unlike human growth hormone, takes a few days to be fully utilized and metabolized by the human body, causing its concentration in the body to remain much more steady. If the human body does not produce enough IGF-1, this is a direct sign of HGH deficiency. Follicle-stimulating hormone test. Follicle-stimulating hormone, frequently abbreviated FSH, is released by the pituitary gland. Follicle-stimulating hormone is important for the proper function of both the male and female sex organs. In men, follicle-stimulating hormone primarily has two different purposes. It stimulates the production of testosterone, and it stimulates the production of semen. FSH deficiency is a direct sign of adult-onset testosterone deficiency. Luteinizing hormone test. Luteinizing hormone, frequently abbreviated LH, is created by the pituitary gland and plays a role in both male and female health. In men, luteinizing hormone is directly responsible for the creation of testosterone. Luteinizing hormone travels directly from the pituitary gland to the testes, where it stimulates the testes to produce testosterone. A deficiency in luteinizing hormone is a strong sign of age-related testosterone deficiency. Estradiol test. This blood test is used in order to assess the level of estrogen which is produced by the male body. Estrogen is an important and vital aspect of male physiology, just like testosterone is important to female physiology. Elevated levels of estrogen are a sign of hormone imbalance, however. Elevated levels of estrogen are a sign of testosterone deficiency. Elevated estrogen is also a symptom of obesity, which is one reason why obesity has a strong correlation with testosterone deficiency. Estradiol testing is important because it shows both you and your physician the impact that your estrogen levels are having on your circulating testosterone. Complete blood count with differential and platelet. The CBC test measures levels of various blood cells which are associated with a healthy functioning cardiovascular system. Generally, this blood test measures the concentration of the following. Red blood cells. These organelles transport oxygen throughout the body. A protein known as hemoglobin binds oxygen to red blood cells, which are released once the cells reach their target locations. After releasing oxygen, red blood cells absorb carbon dioxide and deliver it to the lungs for expiration. White blood cells. These cells, also known as immune cells or leukocytes, are your body's primary line of defense in regard to illness and infection. If white blood cell counts are high, this shows that your body is fighting illness or disease. If they are too low, this means that your body is having issues defending itself from disease and illness. Platelets. These organelles are produced by the bone marrow, and they are responsible for the creation of blood clots which secure and repair vessels in the cardiovascular system. Low platelet levels will cause you to bleed and bruise easier. High levels of platelets can significantly increase your risk of medical conditions such as stroke and heart attack, which are associated with blood clots. Hemoglobin. The red blood cells use hemoglobin in order to transport oxygen to and from target cells. If the body is not producing enough hemoglobin, then the body is not receiving a sufficient level of oxygen to ensure normal and healthy function. Hematocrit. This test measures red blood cell density. Abnormally low levels of hematocrit are associated with a number of medical disorders, including leukemia and anemia. PSA test. PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. The PSA test is vitally important before undergoing testosterone replacement therapy because PSA is a marker for prostate cancer. Prostate cancer causes the prostate to release elevated levels of PSA, which is one of the most effective ways to diagnose prostate cancer. Patients with prostate cancer should not take testosterone or HGH hormone replacement therapy. It is also important to undergo PSA screening before starting testosterone hormone replacement therapy because testosterone HRT has the ability to increase PSA levels. Even in the absence of prostate cancer, this increase in PSA levels is completely harmless, and testosterone replacement is not associated with an increased risk of prostate or testicular cancer. Cortisol test. Cortisol is one of the primary stress hormones produced by the human body. The adrenal glands secrete cortisol in response to a variety of different stressors, including pain, anxiety, and fear. The human body needs a certain level of cortisol in order to function optimally and in order to physiologically prepare us for certain situations. Cortisol induces the fight-or-flight response, which helps us keep ourselves safe in high-pressure situations. Elevated cortisol levels are associated with a number of different medical conditions, including testosterone deficiency and adrenal fatigue, because when cortisol production remains elevated for an extended period of time, it prevents our bodies from effectively producing other hormones necessary for optimal health. DHEA sulfate test. DHEA is a precursor androgen hormone produced in both the male and female body by the adrenal glands. DHEA deficiency is associated with a number of different medical disorders associated with aging, including kidney disease, adrenal deficiency, and type 2 diabetes. This test also provides analysis with regard to overall health and functional capacity of the adrenal glands. Hemoglobin A1C test. Hemoglobin A1C is also known as glycated hemoglobin. The hemoglobin A1C test is a very effective way to determine blood sugar levels over time. The concentration of glycated hemoglobin in the bloodstream is correlated very strongly with underlying glucose levels. This test provides our physicians with another means to analyze your body's ability to process and transport glucose, and can provide evidence of insulin resistance associated with diabetes and prediabetes. Thyroid panel with thyroid stimulating hormone test. This test is used in order to assess the production of a variety of different hormones associated with the proper function of the thyroid gland. Thyroid hormones are central to energy and metabolism. Generally, the thyroid panel measures the following hormones. Thyroid stimulating hormone. This hormone is released by the hypothalamus and encourages the thyroid gland to produce thyroxine and triiodothyronine. Total thyroxine. This test shows exactly how much thyroxine is present in your bloodstream. This test measures both thyroxine bound to thyroxine-binding globulin and thyroxine freely circulating through the bloodstream. Free thyroxine. This test provides an assessment of the level of unbound thyroxine that is present in the bloodstream. Free triiodothyronine. This test provides an analysis of the level and percentage of unbound triiodothyronine present in the bloodstream. Like thyronine, this hormone binds to thyroxine-binding globulin. T3 is like a more potent and active version of thyroxine. Fasting insulin test. Insulin is the most important hormone with regard to glucose metabolism. The pancreas secretes insulin in response to consuming carbohydrates. Insulin takes glucose in the bloodstream and delivers it to target locations all throughout the body. Under certain circumstances, the human body can actually develop a resistance to insulin. When the body develops a resistance to insulin, then it is no longer able to transport glucose through the body as well as intended. Although glucose is a vitally important energy resource, it actually has poisonous effects on the body when sugar levels remain excessively high in the bloodstream. This is known as type 2 diabetes. The fasting insulin test is used in order to evaluate the body's insulin production, allowing our medical physician to assess your diabetes risk. Serum ferritin test. The human body requires a number of different nutrients in order to function in a healthy way. Among these important nutrients is iron. Iron is an incredibly important nutrient, and it plays a powerful role in maintaining healthy metabolism and energy levels. The human body uses a molecule known as ferritin in order to effectively store iron, and the serum ferritin test is administered in order to make sure that the body is producing a sufficient level of ferritin. If levels of this molecule are too low in the bloodstream, this produces symptoms of fatigue and tiredness associated with anemia. Sex hormone binding globulin test. Sex hormone binding globulin, also referred to as SHBG, is a glycoprotein which is responsible for the delivery of sex hormones throughout the body. If your body isn't producing enough SHBG, the levels of testosterone, estrogen, and other sex hormones that your body makes won't be delivered to the target locations as effectively. SHBG is secreted by the liver and circulates through the bloodstream. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We hope you found this article informative. Thank you very much.